Hi, I'm Peter Malouk. This is 1,000 Miles from Wall Street. I'm here with Annie Rogers and Chrissy Knopke from our legal team. Thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for having us.
So we know that you're allowed to give away a certain amount of money, estate tax free. It's a pretty big amount of money. You can give away estate tax free. But if you go over that amount, the government taxes you, you know, pretty hard. I mean, they club you over the head and take about almost half of your money, in some states, half of your money or more. And so a lot of people are trying to figure out ways to make gifts that don't eat into that credit. One of those things is the annual gift. What is that limit, Annie, and what are different ways you can use it?
Well, for 2019, the annual gifting you can give is $15,000 per person. If you're married and you're giving money to your children, that means you could collectively you could give $30,000 a year and not have to file a gift tax return or have it, you know, basically deduct against what you can leave in your lifetime, which today is $11.4 million, which right. is... You know,
a big number.
A big number. Most people don't, you know, most not a concern for most people, but, you know, some people it is. So they often take advantage of that annual gifting to get money to their heirs or their beneficiaries outside, you know, without having it to be subject to estate tax.
And I know a lot of the folks running right now for president are advocating for a lower exemption amount. So a lot of people are trying to use that $15,000 per person to give away money. Concerned that the estate tax limit might come down to just $1 million or $2 million, right. like it was not too long ago. So it's that in which case that would apply to a ton of people,
right?
Because life insurance counts mm-hmm. in there. You could have a house worth $300,000, $1 million policy, and if some estate tax laws change, you could have some issues. So people like to give away that $15,000 a year, like you said. If they're married, they can give away $30,000. Is there a limit to the number of people they can give it to?
There's no limit to the amount of people you can give it to. But you can only gift up to that amount one time. So if you've set up an irrevocable life insurance trust with that same beneficiary, you can't give them $15,000 in the irrevocable life insurance trust and then give them another $15,000. You've just gone over your exemption level. So one time per year.
Got it. Per person. And it expires. So if you Correct. Don't give away, if you got a kid and you give them, don't give $15,000 this year, next year, you can't just double it up.
Exactly.
There are some exceptions to that rule, though. Right. You're allowed to give away $15,000 a year per person, but there's a couple reasons you could give away more. Annie, you want to talk a little bit about that?
I think the two main ones that we talk about with clients are tuition mm-hmm. and medical expenses. Right. And the important thing to know on those is that you have to pay that directly to the institution. You can't write the check to your kid and then have them pay it.
Right. Otherwise, it counts against
that $15,000. Yeah. But if you write the check to the university or to the medical provider, and the medical expenses have to be like medically necessary treatment. It can't be like elective procedures or things like that. There are some limitations on what you can use the money for. But those are probably the two main ones. I don't know, Chrissy.
And people have to sometimes think outside of the box. So if they only have one child, they may need to look at grandchildren. They may need to look at siblings or even their elderly parents that they want to pay things for, because all of those people would be eligible for that.
Okay. So taken to an extreme, let's say you've got a married couple with three kids. Because they're married, each spouse could get $15,000 each kid. So you could mm-hmm. give 30, 30, 30 to right. each kid. You could do it outright, write them a check. You could put it in a trust for them, like you were talking about, Chrissy. And on top of that, you could pay their medical bills directly.
Right. Fund a 529 plan for
yeah,
grandkids.
Yeah, fund an education plan or yeah. pay for college or, mm-hmm. or anything like that directly.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of ways to really take advantage of that and to really expand on it more than people think.
Right.
Thank you both.
All right. Thank you.
This commentary is provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as investment, tax, or legal advice. Past performance of any market results is no assurance of future performance. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable but is not guaranteed.